When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to The How of Business with Henry Lopez and David Begin, the podcast that helps you start, run, and grow your small business. And now, here are your hosts.
Welcome to this special episode of The How of Business. This is Henry Lopez, and my special guest today is Laura Butler. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So again, this is a special episode of The How of Business podcast. So it'll be part of a series of episodes where we will share what SCORE is about, the services they provide to our communities, and how you can use this great resource to help you start, run, and grow your small business. We're going to feature many of the talented and diverse SCORE volunteers and mentors like Laura and share SCORE client success stories as well. I've been a mentor with SCORE for the past 5 years, and I'm also an active small business owner, a business coach, and a podcaster. On today's episode, Laura and I are excited to introduce you to all that SCORE has to offer. SCORE helps small business people through mentoring and training. Volunteer mentors leverage decades of experience in a variety of business disciplines and industries. SCORE's mentoring services are free. That's right, free. And the Dallas chapter of SCORE serves 11 counties in the Dallas and North Texas Metroplex, and we also cover Lubbock, Texas. So SCORE, a little bit more about SCORE. SCORE is the nation's largest network of volunteer expert business mentors with more than 10,000 volunteers across 300 chapters all around the United States. For over 50 years, SCORE has served as America's premier source of free business mentoring and education. As a resource partner of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, SCORE has helped more than 11 million entrepreneurs through mentoring, workshops, and educational services since 1964. So let me tell you a little bit more about Laura, and then we'll get into the conversation on today's episode. Laura Butler is the managing director and lead trainer at Fusion Consulting and a business management consultant, an executive and personal branding coach, a keynote speaker, a corporate trainer and author, and of course, a volunteer mentor with SCORE. Laura has over 20 years of experience in the field of business consulting, human resources, and training, and 15 years in sports management and youth development. She lectures at a number of universities and has been invited to speak at events in over 15 countries. She's a business owner and a private consultant to a number of leaders in the USA, in Europe, Canada, and the wider Caribbean, and has also worked with multiple startups, small businesses, and Fortune 500 companies. So once again, Laura Butler, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very good to be here.
So well, as busy as you are, which like I am as well, how did you first come upon SCORE? Had you heard of SCORE before, like before you came to Dallas? Did you know of SCORE?
No, never heard of it. And I actually came to Texas because of my husband. That's primarily why I'm here. And so our family moved here. He has been here for, you know, 2 decades. And so it was a significant move. But one of the things I knew, having served on the Small Business Association of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission and a few other boards, I knew also the role of the Chamber of Commerce. And so when coming into a new territory, I thought it would be a sensible decision to make contact with the Chamber of Commerce. And doing so with the Las Colinas Chamber of Commerce, I then met Stan Booth, one of our mentors, who then tried to pursue me, you know, encourage me rather to become a mentor. And, you know, I was a little hesitant because it was new territory. I needed to get familiar with the space and everything. So about a year later, I decided to become a mentor. And it's been one of the best decisions I've made because of what it offers, what it does, and you know, I'm able to fulfill that desire to help people especially being that my background is primarily education.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it's a perfect fit in that regard, and you find the time, I think, to do the things that reward you. You know, it's interesting, you said you're an educator as well. I find that in mentoring, first of all, I typically always learn something as well, because I'm challenged, or it's a different situation, or somebody provides an idea. So I feel like I always take something away from it, but it's that feeling of helping others. And that sounds like that's just who part of who you are.
Absolutely. I mean, there's great joy, especially when we're with our clients that we value so much, or score clients, and we can hear from, you know, concept to implementation to, you know, management and the whole, you know, everything that entails, you know, running a business. And so there's great satisfaction, especially with the fact that we've had so many success stories and we have such dedicated mentors for years that come with a wealth of knowledge and experience and expertise, and they're able to share that. And we learn. There's a saying that, you know, it said that it's amazing how much you know to realize how little you know. The more you know, the more you'll realize how little you know. So learning is ongoing, and it does fulfill that desire to help, but it also gives me an opportunity to have ongoing learning and development, understanding about the economy and all that's around it. So it's very important to be in the know.
So what is your role now, besides a mentor? I know you have some expanded roles and responsibilities in the Dallas chapter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been recently appointed in charge of marketing and PR, and I'm very excited about that, because when I asked, you know, even though SCORE has been around for over 50 years, there are still a lot of people who are not aware of SCORE and what it is we offer. So my role now is obviously to partner with you, Henry Lopez, and what it is you've been doing for years to get the word out. And what's fabulous about SCORE is that there are so many mentors that specialize in different areas. So every time we're with a client, as you know, Henry, we log the information. And so if I'm not here, or if there becomes a need in an area that one of us cannot facilitate, we can tap into the resources that we have, which is the other mentors, from lawyers to doctors, you name it, web design specialists, just a vast variety.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you. That's a great overview of what SCORE offers. And so what I want to do now is we'll dive into some of these different parts of it and provide a little bit more information. First of all, there's the websites. And there's really three different websites I want to guide people to. First of all, is at the SBA level, sba.gov is an incredible resource. There is so much there to help you in every phase of your business. In fact, I've been told sometimes there's so much there it can be overwhelming, but don't let it overwhelm you. There's lots of free resources on that website, sba.gov. Then we have the SCORE National website, which is score.org, score.org. And then our local website, dallas.score.org. Now, I know I've thrown a lot of websites out of you. If you just search for SCORE, or if you just search for SBA on Google, you'll get there. My point there is that, to me, from my perspective, Laura, is that first level of information and resources is all of these free downloads, guides. It's all there on these websites, and it's free, right?
Absolutely. And we cherish the partnership that we have with the SBA. And as you said, phenomenal information, just about everything that you could imagine that you would need to know about how to operate a business, the SBA has it. And with the partnership with SCORE and the chambers of commerce across the nation, there's just a vast amount of valuable information.
Yeah, I mean, you've touched on it. Learning is such a key component. The way you articulated it earlier, we're always learning. So you and I have been in business a long time. We're always learning. And that's what you have to do. You have to educate yourself. If you're early in the process of thinking about starting your business, you got to educate yourself. And I was really impressed when I first started reviewing the contents on these websites. I thought it would just be superficial stuff, but no, there's some in-depth guides in there that even I, as an experienced business owner, have learned from. So a lot of great content there. So that's one level, one resource that's free. Let's talk about workshops. Now, workshops, we have a variety of workshops. We have some that are free and some that you pay a nominal fee for. And that is, by the way, that money that we do bring in from workshops is one of the ways that we fund our operations. It's one of the ways that we fund the free mentoring. So these are scheduled workshops that we offer. And so tell us a little bit about that and the availability of these workshops and where we offer them.
Well, it's ongoing. And again, all the social media handlers mentioned, our website, you will always find information on our workshops.
Absolutely. So the workshops, if you want to find workshops that we're offering in the Dallas chapter, just go to dallas.score.org. And about halfway down the page, you'll see a link for workshops. But just to give you an idea of some of the workshops, we have one that we do on an ongoing basis, for example, which is called Introduction to Writing a Business Plan. That one is free, very popular, maybe one of our most popular workshops. And it's a great session to get you started with your business plan. That's often the biggest barrier we encounter when we meet with clients is they don't know how quite to get started with the business plan. So that's a great free workshop. There are others that, again, are very reasonably priced. For example, Do You Know What It Takes to Start a Business is a workshop that's just $25. There's a session coming up here soon for that. All different topics from, as you mentioned, private sector as well as public sector. There's a popular one coming up that's called Grant Writing 101. So all of these workshops, recurring schedule, go to the website. Also, I encourage you to join our email list, because if you join our email list at SCORE, we'll send you these periodic updates of these upcoming workshops. But I've conducted a lot of these workshops myself. It's the mentors in our chapter that conduct these workshops. So I know the quality of them. I know the effort that goes into conducting them. And you also get to meet some of us at those workshops that then often leads to those one-on-one mentoring sessions.
Very much so.
All right, let's get now to what I think is the heart of the service that we offer, which is the one-on-one mentoring. And that's the part that's free. So anybody can call us, and we'll give you the number here in a moment, or go to the website, and there's a button there to schedule a consultation. And what you're doing is you're scheduling a one-hour consultation with a mentor. Now, we'll ask you some questions initially to kind of pair you with the mentor that either geographically serves you best. For example, I volunteer my mentoring services at the Coppell Chamber of Commerce, but we also have an office. SCORE Dallas has an office in Addison, and we do mentoring sessions there. But that one-hour session, as Laura said, it's confidential, first of all. And our approach is very much about listening to what you are planning, your idea, and then providing you that guidance. It's not about telling you it's the wrong business idea or you should change your mind about it. It's about helping you navigate the process of either getting started with your business, and sometimes that includes a business plan, or helping to grow your business. Now, we're going to challenge you, but we're going to do it in a very positive way so that you get the most out of the session. We're there to help you and provide you guidance as you either start or build your business. So the one-on-one mentoring is the key to it. As Laura has mentioned and I just articulated, our mentors typically operate out of local chambers of commerce as well as the Dallas main office, right?
In addition to that, we operate virtually. We do mentorship on the telephone, visual mentorship. We try to make ourselves accessible. We understand that, especially trying to get your business off the ground. And, it's a lot of work. It's costly. It's time consuming. And we try to make sure that we're accessible to our clients in multiple ways. So we can operate virtually. You don't actually have to go into an office. We try to make it as easy as possible for you to get the information that is so important.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that. Often I will meet with a client face-to-face, and then we'll do follow-up email going back and forth. Or I've had clients, like you said, that I've got the background maybe for what they're looking for, and I might do email with them or a phone consultation. So like you said, we're flexible. We're here to support your efforts in either getting started or in growing your existing small business. To recap, I want to recap at a high level the resources that SCORE offers, and in particular, SCORE Dallas. And we've got how many mentors now that are active in the chapter? It fluctuates because people, go back to their business or things happen, but more or less, how many mentors?
We have approximately 80, over 80 active mentors that are very involved.
All right. So again, there's resources, free resources on the websites that I mentioned, SBA.org, score.org, and DallasScore.org. So lots of free resources and downloads there. We have the workshops. Some of them are free. Some of them are a nominal fee. We do those at different locations around the Metroplex. And again, you can get the full calendar of that at our website at dallas.score.org or social media as well. We share a lot of information there, whether it's on our Twitter or Facebook or other platforms. But also sign up for our email when you go to our website, and then we'll keep you updated on what's coming up from a workshop perspective. Great resource there. And then at the heart of it is the one-on-one mentoring, which is completely free. And so to get signed up for that, to schedule an appointment, either go to the website or you can call our Dallas number, which is 214-987-9491. That's 214-987-9491. All right, so we'll wrap it up with this last question. I always like to summarize every episode with a key takeaway as it relates to SCORE and the resources that we offer. What's your key takeaway for our listeners?
Do not hesitate to access the information and the resources and the support that's available to you at no cost and confidential. We're here to serve and help you, and together we'll grow. And, you know, knowledge is power. And just being in the know makes all the difference in the world. It will save you money. It will save you probably even reputation. And it will help you build and grow and achieve success and achieve your full potential.
Yeah, I second that. I think you have to get help at the highest levels. The highest level athletes in the world get coaching help.
And as you said, Henry, I mean, the best of the best in the world put the time in. I'm from Jamaica, as I mentioned. We have, the fastest man and woman alive, Usain Bolt, Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce. We're known for many things, but they put the work in, the sacrifice, the dedication. It was not an overnight success, you know? So don't be afraid of it. And tap into those dreams and hopes. You have one life to live. Why not try? At least try. If it doesn't work out, okay, fine, but at least you would have tried. And that's what we're here to do, to help you to really be brave and be bold.
Well said. All right, Laura, thanks for taking the time to be with me on this special episode where we've highlighted SCORE. Thanks for your time and for sharing your knowledge and for volunteering with SCORE.
Thank you. And also thank you for volunteering, and keep up the great work. What you do is so important. And, you know, we can accomplish so much more together.
Thanks, Laura. With that, we will wrap up this special episode of the How a Business podcast. Be sure to look for other episodes of the How a Business focused on SCORE. You can find out more about the How a Business podcast at thehowofbusiness.com. To learn more about SCORE, visit dallas.score.org or call 214-987-9491. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The How of Business. For more information, links, and other resources, please visit thehowofbusiness.com.